Hello and welcome. This is a top five on Press TV. Syria has strongly slammed Israel's recent airstrikes near the capital Damascus as a blatant violation of a United Nations Security Council resolution. In separate letters to the UN Secretary General and the head of the UN Security Council, the Syrian Foreign Ministry accused Israel of seeking to prolong the crisis in Syria. The Foreign Ministry said what Israel is doing is tantamount to what Daesh and other terrorist groups are seeking to achieve in Syria. Damascus stressed that Israel would have not attacked Syria if it had not enjoyed the U.S. unflinching support. Lebanon has also condemned Israel for violating its airspace. On Tuesday, Syria said it intercepted missiles fired by Israeli warplanes from above the Lebanese territories. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by author and journalist Eric Wahlberg, joining us live from Toronto. Thank you very much, Mr. Wahlberg, for once again joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, it does sound really outrageous to think that Israeli warplanes actually used Lebanese airspace to attack Syria. That in no way can be justified. What is your take on this?
It's a continuation of earlier Israeli raids and bombing, so it's not that surprising, and it violates Lebanese Syrian airspace with impunity. So that it's not that surprising, but it seems to be in conjunction with Trump's announcement to pull out of Syria. Now, whether it's something that the U.S. wants to show Syria that it still has its ally ready to move in if there's any problems, that's not clear. I think it was just an Israeli provocation. They would like to see the civil war, the fight, so-called fight against ISIS, to go on indefinitely. That's in their interest. So, thankfully, no one was killed. So that's an improvement on past Israeli air raids.
Yes, but this cannot continue, and apparently Israel does enjoy U.S. support and does not seem to take into account international law, does it?
No, and it must have U.S. backing here. I think if there was an attempt to take something to the Security Council, the U.S. would vote against any motion. So we're not really, I thought, and I still think that this pulling out of Syria is an important statement of Trump, that he is not in the back pockets of the military, but perhaps I'm naive in this. I don't know, because the U.S. it's got Iraq, it's got its troops in Iraq, and it's right on the border with Syria. So if there's any need to do anything to fight ISIS, the fact that it doesn't have its troops on Syrian territory is no problem in fighting ISIS.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist, joining us live from Toronto, and with his take, of course, on the situation in Syria and the recent Israeli attacks near Damascus.